Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I did not know that today should have been a national holiday.
Our congressperson.
I had no idea.
Who do we talk to?
That today was Baby Nana's birthday.
Yes.
The Nana's birthday.
I know, I celebrate like it's a national holiday.
Hey.
Yes.
It's my birthday today.
You know what we used to do?
It's my birthday.
What? It is on her birthday. We would go get the pictures done, right? Like the JCPenney portraits.
Oh, yeah.
We would go roll in. I would set the appointment for noon because she was born at 12:06.
No way. Then you get like pictures right around that
time.
We
got pictures right when she turned the next age. So we did that every year up until she was 10. And then she was like, Mom, my friends make fun of me. Stop taking pictures of me right on my birthday. So we did that for like the first 10 years. But, oh, yeah, I love
that's really
today.
Cute.
You know, and
you should go today and do it just for the hell of it.
Well, here's the thing. Let me tell you about today. And it made me a little upset because I was talking to the baby Nana because usually on her birthday, she has the same thing. She goes and gets breakfast with her best friend. They do that each and every year. And then at some point during the day, I'm able to meet up with her, give her birthday gift. And her kisses and her hugs and Mama loves you so much. You still did the baby Nana. But I was talking to her and she was like, remember I told you she had a plan to go do the craft thing with her friends. So she was going to get, they have those craft parties.
It was like
where
knitting
you can go
and
like
stuff.
crochet and knit. And then you have like little drinks and nibblies and you know, you have a good time, you have a party. And then the plan was to go get juicy seafood after that. And so I was all about it, right? Like I was looking forward to this. Like it was my birthday because I love juicy seafood. And I was talking to her yesterday and she's like, well, actually, Mom, that's just for me and my friends.
Boom, burn.
I was uninvited to my own child's birthday. And
it's all right. I threw the line out.
I was like, did they give birth to you? Is it their obligation to be with you on your birthday? No. She made me feel like I was so wrong about this. Like,
how old
like,
is she turning?
She's going to be 23.
So 23,
she's 23
she
today.
Wants to go on a birthday dinner with her friends.
I know, but it's on the actual birthday. Like, she can't go with her friends tomorrow.
You can't go with her tomorrow?
That's what's happening now. I've been demoted to the not on the actual birthday kind of thing.
Well.
Like, I feel, and I even threw this out there, and I felt like kind of a jerk. I know, and she told me that too. No. I felt like such a jerk because I said, today's kind of about me too. You know, I'm the one who did all the work. Like, but
did you send her a picture of your stretch marks?
That did not. I said, you ruined my body.
I would have sent her pictures of your stretch marks. Like,
maybe,
this is you. Now give me some damn juicy seafood.
Maybe that wasn't the best thing to say to her because she's like, I don't know why you're trying to make me feel bad about my birthday. I was like, I don't know why I am either, but this makes me mad.
So you were like, pretty fired up over the weekend.
I was fired up. And I like, here's the thing. I feel like I'm wrong. I feel like there's a small part of me.
You're acting like a six-year-old, so.
I think there's a small part of me that's like, this is not the normal reaction to have when your 23-year-old child says you can't go to their birthday dinner. But also, part of me is like, I gave birth to you. I should be able to come eat seafood.
I want some crawfish or whatever you're eating.
I have been thinking about crab legs.
Crab
for
legs,
weeks.
There we go.
And then now that I'm.
Mama,
not,
no crab legs for you.
I don't get to be a part of it.
It's my birthday month.
Not only that, but she's going to have juicy seafood tonight. That is not a meal you do back to back. You got to give yourself some time in between for that.
So you give your gut some
now
time.
Now I got to go to like Olive Garden or something. And nothing
Let
against
her
COG.
Enjoy her
nothing
day.
Nothing against COG. I
Let
love
her
it.
Enjoy her day with her friends. She's 20-some years old. She wants to go out with her friends.
You're mommy.
Oh my God.
I just feel like I have...
Mama, I do love you.
Josh, I don't know why you're shaking your head. Well, I feel like I have a right to feel this way.
It's not a mother's reaction. I've never...
Really?
Is she still expecting a gift today from you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
That's all right.
Like, That'll fire me up.
And she has sent me links to things that she wants, and these are not cheap things.
Like
and
what?
She has sent me like bookshelf speakers, like headphones that are $200, Justin Bieber vinyls that are $40 to $50 each. No, I did not. And so I
there was
just
no
like
$25 gift card to Target.
No, she is not a $25 gift card to Target kind of girl. So
she should have a boyfriend for that stuff.
She does.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, she expects it from all of us, but then I'm not invited to the seafood party. And
well, then no headphones for her. No Justin Bieber vinyls for her.
Yeah.
She gets the $25 gift card, which is all you really need to do.
I know.
Anyway.
If I don't get to go to your seafood party, then
From what I recall, you're going to be going to Sublime here soon, right?
Yeah.
And she was going to be going with you.
Yeah.
You had the extra ticket for her.
Though she is going with me.
Guess what?
Oh.
Mom can enjoy a night out with her friends, too, right?
I
That's how you do it.
The way you're thinking
your
right now.
Your entitled daughter can go out with...
Right.
She can go to GC Seafood again that night.
You're right, actually, because she...
Because you were stressed because... I'm trying to remember how it all went down, but you were stressed because you wanted to go with somebody else, but she had already requested the ticket or something like
that?
Yeah,
well, because when I went to Sublime at Red Rocks earlier this year, I didn't bring her because I didn't want to have to be a mom at Red Rocks at the concert.
That's
what it
was. I
wanted to enjoy my time and hang out with my friends, so she didn't come to that show with me. So now that Sublime's coming to Fiddler's Green or Fiddler's Amphitheater, she was like, "Now you have to bring me. You didn't bring me to Red Rocks.
Now you have to take me."
Did you hear me almost say it like that?
You almost said it.
It's my turn to shine now.
I almost said it like that. But no, so like that, truly, she told me I had to bring her on Friday.
Well, no, you don't.
Maybe you're right. Maybe now... you know what?
Respect my authority.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Are you real? Talk about drama.
I know. I don't know if I can. She's
yeah,
in
like,
so
do you
mad.
Have the guts?
Did you buy a cake or anything for today?
Jeremy,
or,
like, you know I bought a cake.
Oh, you did?
You know I bought
oh,
a cake.
Oh, we all know she did.
And then I got mad and I ate it all to myself.
There it is. You guys, there's a video that I'm dying for Katie to post.
No.
She bought a little mini cake for baby Nana. And it's a mini cake that could probably feed four people still. And she's so mad at baby Nana that she ate the cake with no utensils and made a video about it. She put her face into the cake and said, "I'm mad at my baby Nana."
It's a great video.
Please post
it. It's a great
it.
Video. It's amazing.
And you're
actually.
Watching it and you're like, "I have no idea why you're single." Like, I can't anyway. This all has to do with a viral story. I saw it over the weekend and I posted it as a little story on our Instagrammies, but it's the latest controversy centered on parents who are sending out birthday invites. And within the birthday invite, they're including a Venmo QR code, Cash App, other QR codes in there, maybe a Zelle link or something like that, asking for guests to leave a tip or a cash contribution towards the birthday party. And I posted it, and I was like, what the heck is going on right now?
Yeah.
Has anybody seen this? And it's funny, right in my messages, Alicia wrote us and said, "Jeremy, it's happened to me," and I want to read you guys the message that she sent us. She says, "My 8-year-old was invited to one of her former classmates' birthday parties, and when I opened the invite, I honestly thought it was a joke. It's this huge over-the-top party at one of those indoor adventure places. There's pizza, a balloon artist, face painting, a dessert table that looks like it belongs at a wedding," she said. The whole thing. At the bottom of the invite, right underneath RSVP, was the mom's Venmo QR code with a note that said, "If you'd like to help offset the cost of this special day, contributions are greatly appreciated." And then she just wrote, "Excuse me," in all caps. "I'm already buying your child a birthday present. Now I'm supposed to Venmo you as well because you decided to throw a party that you probably can't afford. I did go ahead and text other moms to see if I was overreacting. And some of them admitted that they fired off $25 because they didn't want to look cheap. I was always taught that if you're hosting the party, you," in all caps, "pay for the party. If you want to keep it simple, great. If you want to spend $1,000 on bounce houses and custom cookies, that's your choice, but don't send me the bill. Tell me, am I being unreasonable, or has birthday party culture officially lost its damn mind?"
Right?
That is a quote. "Has it officially lost its damn mind?"
Dang.
Love you guys. Love your topics. And that's from Alicia. And I wrote back. I said, "Alicia, where you at?" She said she's out in Little Fun. So she's out by me. So Alicia in Littleton got the whole QR code on the birthday invite to chip in. I luckily have not experienced this with my kids.
Well, your kids,
I don't know what I would do.
You're just at the age where these parties starting to be important, though. That's the thing, especially with your younger,
yes,
with your
with
little
younger,
girl. You know.
My son's starting to get out of it.
Yeah. But girls are different. Like,
they are.
The level of expectance when it comes to a girl's party, it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And, you know, mani-pedis for par- I mean, those are like $100 for me.
Oof.
So when you add that to every kid who's gonna, and I give you a little bit of a discount, but it starts to add up. That's just the activity.
My daughter was invited to one of those sleepovers where it was like a where they like hire somebody to come in and make it a bombastic
setting. Oh,
like the setting.
Tents and stuff?
The tents, over each individual sleeping area,
yes,
and the snacks, and it's a princess party and all that crap. And you're like, oh my God, how much did this cost?
It's a lot of money.
It's
like over $1,000 to get someone to come in, depending on how many kids you have, but it's expensive.
If you are a parent listening right now and you received one of these or you're thinking about like sending one out, call us 303-691 One Mix, 303-691-1649. Or if you just want to sound off about like what you would do in this situation.
Yeah.
If you received one of these invites, I would love to talk to you. 303-691-1649. Apparently, we're not, Alicia's friend is not way off base with this because there was an actual story this weekend all about it. The thing that caught my eye was when she reached out to the other moms and they said, yeah, we tossed, she said $25 or something like that within the message. The guilt factor, or you didn't want to look cheap.
Yeah.
So you just do it anyway because you know that mom will be talking about you if you don't chip in. That's the part I don't like.
Especially if you're the only one, too.
Absolutely. And I think tipping in general always has that air to it, right? Like, if you don't do it, like, you're almost being pressured into doing it, or you're going to look as, like, you're cheap, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't like it. I was looking into the parents' website, parents.com, because this whole thing is a trend now. And they're saying that some of the reasoning behind it is if you plan to bring your child and they plan to eat and play, please send along cash with your kid for the tip bucket to go towards party expenses. So they're laying it out as to what the tips go towards. But I'm with you. If you're deciding to do all that for your kid's party, it should be on you to pay for it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's how it's always been done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know. And hi, Dean. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes. What are your thoughts on this?
Absolutely not. If you don't have the funds to host a party, don't even invite me. I mean, that I just can't do that.
Right?
You know?
Oh, don't be such a cheapskate, Dean.
Well, that's not that. Like, a party is like...
Sure it is.
Come on. I agree with you, Dean. I think that that's just asking a little too much from people.
Let me play devil's advocate with you, Dean. Say you got a family with a small kiddo, and they've fallen on some hard times, and they can't afford a really nice birthday for their kid. Isn't this a nice community gesture to chip in $25 per person to help you throw a party for your kid because you've hit hard times?
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes we've all been in that situation and I've gone through it and hey, maybe we'll get you on the next year, you know?
Yeah.
So you're still not going to do it.
Come on, right?
No.
Here's the problem, Dean, is what it is though. I mean, that's very nice of me to throw that out there, I think. Good job, Jer. High five. But a lot of these,
it's
very noble and very humble of you, Jeremy. But Alicia is saying the person that sent this QR code out is doing one of these huge places with $1,000 worth of desserts. And it sounds like they can afford all this. So that's kind of when you're like, what the heck?
Yeah, I mean, if you got that kind of desserts out there, then you should be able to cover the kids.
<That's> right? You know what? My thing, too, is, Dean, if I'm chipping in $25, there damn well better be some to-go containers there because I'm taking some of those cookies home with me.
Thank you
very much.
You take your money's worth.
Exactly. Yeah.
So funny. Dean, we appreciate you listening and calling in, buddy. You have a great Monday.
Yeah, you too.
All right, later, Gator.
Bye.
We'll see you.
Bye.
Bye.
Why do I feel like I can see Baby Nana doing something like this? Like,
well, no,
it's my birthday. Here's what I want.
I think you made a really good point in the sense that if somebody's not able to make that happen, if like a community gets together and they're like, we want to make this happen, you deserve a party like that. But if it's just like, you know, this has been a hard year for you and your family, maybe it's a birthday at the park. Maybe you get a big sheet cake.
Yes.
You go to the park and you have a birthday there and everyone
you try
gets
to do your best
to come and hang out on the slide. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's one of those birthday parties this time around.
I think part of this is like Venmo has just kind of normalized asking for money.
And tipping culture.
And
in
tipping
general.
Culture. Everybody's got their hand out and it just seems normal now to throw my Venmo out there.
Yeah.
Give me money. You know, because it's so easy now just to fire money back and forth that you're kind of like, well, why not? You know, I'll ask for money.
I mean, I've seen so many different instances. One in particular, the graduation speaker had a whole billboard out there about the Venmo and everything. If you'd like to tip me for my graduation speech.
No way.
I'm not kidding. Like, it happened so. And
wow.
I think that this is just another instance of that getting out of control. And I saw a few people write about how they're like, if I have to tip for any kind of party, I'm not bringing a gift. Like, if I have to tip, then you don't
there,
get
yeah.
a gift. Like, so I think people are going to have to start expecting that. Like, if you want cash money for your party, maybe you don't get something.
We should throw up a QR code on our Facebook image and just say, scan it if you want to send us money. If you enjoy entertainment each and every morning.
Yeah.
My final thought on this is, again, devil's advocate. If your kid is getting a day away, you get a little peace and quiet. They're going to go have a ton of fun. And when they get home, they're going to be so tired that they fall asleep. They've been fed. Isn't it worth $25?
I don't know.
Here's $25. I get a mommy day.
Again, you have five kids in the group, right? One of them's having a birthday party today. It's on that mom to host those kids. When the other kid has a birthday party, now the onus is on that mom. Like, that's how it works. You trade responsibility when it is your kid's birthday. But I don't think a tip is necessary. I think it's doing too much, Jer.
You know what the bottom line is? I think I know the bottom line.
What?
Just don't have kids.
The ding.